with me. H-O-T-T-O-G-O. Snap and clap and touch your toe. Raise your hands now, body roll. H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Do you know the dance, Robin?
Yes, it says the dance in the song. So but obviously
do you do it?
I every time, it? Every single time I do the dance. Snap and clap and touch your toes. Raise your hands now, body roll. H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
That was a good body roll.
Thank you. I'm a very sexual man.
That's the first word I use when I tell people about you.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I say that.
You started
guy.
Recording when I was outside.
Yes, I did.
You're a
because I knew
evil man.
I knew you were gonna come back swinging.
Hate that. Hate that. I had another cold open as well.
Well, now you have to
just
tell
like
me
last
it. What
week.
Was it?
There's too many D's in this game as well. In this game as well.
Okay.
D's nuts. That was the bit.
You're seeing patterns where there are no patterns.
No, there's not. There's not D's. Mm-hmm. But D's nuts, because I wanted you to be like, D's? And then I'd say, D's nuts. And then I'd say, fuck you, thinking I'm going to do the same cold open twice in a row.
Do you want to take it again?
Yeah.
Do you want to take it again? Okay.
There's too many D's in this game.
D's?
D's nuts. Fuck you, think I'm going to do the same cold open twice. That's the opening. That's what it sounds like.
That's it. I'm Dylan, and I've played Dragon Age 100 million times.
I'm Robin, and I didn't even heard of Dragon Age before a few days ago.
Just a few days ago. A few minutes.
Yeah, we secretly have recorded the whole thing.
This is one long recording with a lot of stupid costume changes.
No, it's just to seem like we're recording every week. It's not stupid.
Yeah.
It's normal.
It is a little bit, because I feel like I do wear the same like 4 shirts a lot, so it doesn't really look like a costume.
Yeah, I fully have like 2, maybe 3 outfits that I interchange constantly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, what have we got this week? We have played up to or through the Dalish camp quest.
Yeah.
This is in order to try to get what will be, let's see, the second of our
treaties
fulfilled.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've gotten the mages to agree to fight with us. We sort of have a tentative from the Arl of Redcliffe as long as we, you know, bring
as
him back to life.
As long as he's not dead, yeah.
Exactly.
So we technically haven't even spoken to him.
We haven't spoken to him, but his people have promised us that it'll probably go fine.
Yeah.
And now we had to head to the Dalish camp in the middle of the woods. Mm-hmm. And a lot of shit happens.
Hey.
So much.
Full spoilers. What is your personal opinion on this quest? On like a rating scale of like quality, what do you think about this quest?
This is one of my favorite
story
bits
of a girl.
Of the game, I think.
Yeah, this fucking owned. This
it owned.
Owns bones. This is so good.
You've
this
gotta
is fully
tell
my
me
favorite,
everything.
My favorite bit of the game so far. Absolutely.
Oh my
it.
God, that's huge. Okay. Love that.
Yeah, I just think it was the best. Admittedly, I loved the DLCs. But the problem is that I loved the Ostagar DLC. And we can't talk about that yet.
Yeah.
But this core game, leagues, mate.
Yeah.
Leagues ahead of anything else. I cannot believe you made me do the Circle Tower. That shit sucks.
You have to do the Circle Tower. What are you talking about? I didn't
know
you
made
shit.
Me do it. No, we just get the Templars to kill him and we skip the whole bit. That's what we needed to do. Anyway, right. So we left last week, and in the interim, everyone made fun of me, saying, "How have you not boned anyone yet? You child, you wimp."
Yeah,
Morrigan is so easy.
You baby.
So I opened the game and I immediately fucked Morrigan. Like, instantly, baby.
Really?
Romance locked in. We banged. It was more graphic than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's just very, it's like a whole thing. And then she was like, that was fun. And I was like, yes, we should do this again. And she was like, why? Like, because, what do you think this is? And she was like, why would, why? It was like, we had fun once. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I've given you so much shit. And then she was like, all right, slow your roll.
Whoa, oh, Robin, I have a little lesson for you. Women are not vending machines that you put.
That's not true. I give them gold jewels and then they love me. That's how all people are, actually. That's how you worked. I gave you Discords.
You gave me a safe space and a best friendship came out.
Exactly.
Okay. If you boil everything down to that, I suppose.
So we rolled in the hay. We now openly kiss on the mouth a lot, and that's nice. Very fun. And it's fun because every time I do it, I get like four approval from Morrigan. So every single time I do something that she's not a fan of, I just turn around and like, hey, do you want to make out? And she's like, yeah. And then my approval goes back up again.
That's good.
it's a fun little way around her not liking me. I then spoke to Liliana and I listened to her stories. She told me about Avalyn the Brave.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Which is a cool little bit. She told me her backstory. I went back to Redcliffe. I picked up Alistair's amulet. He's no longer mad at me.
Great.
Which I love. And then I went to Soldier's Peak to put some items in the like group chest, because in Soldier's Peak it gives you just like a party inventory, so you don't need to hold things. So I chuck all the shit I don't want in there.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way, I got a cutscene in Denerim. It was Loghain and his daughter with the other Arl. It's not Arl Eamon. Tim Curry.
Yeah.
We're all chatting. And Loghain is like hemorrhaging faith in people. People just do not like this guy. They're like, yeah, but we have to fight at some point. Like, his daughter's yelling at him, being like, we have to fight the Darkspawn. They're coming. And he's like, yeah, but we'll do this first. And she's like, are you an idiot?
Yeah.
We have to focus on the fact that everything is getting wiped out.
On the motherfucking Darkspawn, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not like he's like trying to push back a theory. It's like, he's just ignoring, ignoring it. And people just hate him,
mm-hmm.
Which I thought was pretty funny. I went back to Denerim briefly to put in a bunch of quests because I hadn't done the Chanter's Board. Like, what I do is I go to a place, I pick up every single quest I possibly can, I complete all of them, and then I just, like, lottery, like, complete all of them in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
So I went back to Denerim. A young boy ran up to me and was like, hello, sir.
The courier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did he tell you?
He gave me a letter from the Antivan Crows asking me to do the Trial of Crows, which is this big assassin thing. However, I'm going to say this. Quentin is on. I'm trying to be a good boy. I can't do it. So he went to the inn, spoke to the guy, and because the guy was like, yeah, so we need you to assassinate someone. And Quentin was like, I can't, dude. I'm trying to be good. Like, I can't just assassinate someone. Which Zevran liked, because he was like, oh, thank God, we're not doing that again. And then he was like, oh, okay, I got the wrong impression. And then he left. And then I was like, man, that was a whole quest line that I haven't done. That's a bit of a shame. I feel like I'm wasting... I just felt like I wasted a bit of a cool storyline, but I was like, it doesn't make sense. Quentin's going through shit right now.
No, you did the right thing.
Trying. And then also I did
assassinate, and I got to do, I already killed that man, actually, when he was like, would you assassinate this person for us, pretty please? I said, no problem. Already killed him.
Who was it? How did you already kill him?
I don't remember. It's some random guy.
But you're supposed to be the people's champion. And now you're doing assassin? I am, but
this guy... Assassination. This guy is... I was told he's done bad. And he attacked me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have killed him.
Oh, yeah. I guess. If you've already done it, you've already done it.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. But I did that. I went back to the mage's tower because you said... Because I said, oh, yeah, Lillian... Like, I couldn't be bothered opening all the chests because I'm sure the chests had nothing but shitty chainmail. And you were like, nope, they don't. And I was like, oh, okay. So I went back to the mage's tower and I was right. It was just all junk.
You didn't get any of the love letters?
Yeah, but that's still junk to me.
And did you do the puzzle?
No, I didn't do the puzzle. I'm not going to do the font puzzle. Are you kidding
me? But you already got the most important thing was Morgan's grimoire, which you did get the first time around.
So I did get that the first time around.
Yeah.
But I went back and I opened up all the things and I was like, ugh. And there's a really nice staff that one of the guys is selling that I really think is pretty rude that he's selling a staff to me, considering I saved his life. I'm like, hey, buddy, you're charging like 180 gold for this. I have 100 gold. Just give it to me for 100 gold. You would be dead if it wasn't for me. I mean,
yeah.
So I wish that you could deeply intimidate people, but unfortunately you cannot.
Yeah.
So I was like, fine. So I left and I'm going to come back for it. I've saved up loads of money. I'm like not spending it on anything. And I want to go back and try and buy that cool staff because I have a feeling that will be the best weapon. And then I went to the forest. Then I went to the forest, baby.
Delicious. I will tell you
that. Did you do anything before you went to the forest?
I did. I did go to Flemeth's hut because you had already done that. And
huge.
I went. And Flemeth was like, you don't have to kill me. I'll just give it to you. And I was like, oh, well, then, yeah. Do you think Morrigan will buy it? And she was like, I guess. We'll see. It'll be curious for me to see what she does with this. And so she left and let me have the book. And I gave it to Morgan, and she didn't ask. She wasn't like, did you kill Flemeth? She was like, I'm going to read this right away and get back to you about what
I
find.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So.
Jesus.
So I did that.
Still alive. Oh, my God. That's insane.
Did a million different side quests, like going around, getting a little fucking nervous about how much I'm walking around because I know that there's a cutscene that I am not ready for.
And then I went. That's an ominous statement. What do you mean?
I'll explain after. So
okay.
So now I got the same cutscene you got, and then I went to the Dalish camp. We meet a lot of people at the Dalish camp, like more Jeez. Than I remember, and they all have like a little bit of a story. So we meet like Mithra is the person who like invites you in and like introduces you to Zathrian, who's the keeper, yep. which is like the clan's leader, and also the clan's mage. And then there's Linaya, who is his first, who's the only other mage in the elven camp, and mm-hmm. is like who should replace him when he dies. Yeah. But then we very quickly learn that he's been alive for ages.
Hundreds of years. Yeah.
And that he is kind of presenting it as like elves used to live for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the destruction of our culture and heritage that led to us living human lifespans.
Yes. Arathan, I believe, human mages sank Arathan, which is the original continent / city of elves. Like more than a thousand years ago, they did that.
Arlathan. Something I want to say about this is that I give my thanks to the future developers of Dragon Age for making the pronunciation of the elven language sound better in subsequent games, because it sounds so stupid in this particular game. It sounds like someone trying to pronounce another language badly when they talk in Elven in this game. It just sounds so stupid, and I really am grateful that they took another pass at the Elven language later on, and we're like, no, we could change how this is pronounced. Bit better. Super, super happy about that. You meet Varathorn, who is the woodworker craftsman kind of thing. He tells you to get
Ironbark.
Ironbark, thank you. And then you meet Cammon, who's like, done. I'm in love, and she won't talk to me
important note.
Tell me.
Alistair is no longer the world's most pathetic man.
Yeah.
As soon as I met him, I was like, I actually really want this guy to not get with this girl because this man makes me feel physically sick.
Yeah.
He is so pathetic.
So there's a couple
angry.
Different things you can do if you help Cammon at all. And I'm dying to know. What did you do?
I did help him.
That already is shocking, but go ahead.
Yeah. This is the thing. It's like, I was speaking to him like, you are... You disgust me. You need a backbone of some sort. I find you the most pathetic man. Yeah. But then he was like, yeah, she doesn't want me because I'm not a full-fledged hunter. So then I was like, okay, maybe she's a bit odd. But then also it sounds like she doesn't want to be with him at all. So then I went to her and I was like, hey, what's up? What is the deal? Like, do you not actually like this guy and you're just saying it? And she was like, well, he has been an apprentice for 2 years and hasn't killed a single thing. And I'm like, oh, so he is like,
he's bad at his job as a hunter.
He's just bad at his job and he should pick something else. But then she was like, I do love him though. And I was like, oh, well, get over it then. What are you talking about? And then I just convinced, I basically was like, stop being weird. Just like get over your own thing. Like, and then she was like, oh my God, you're right. He hasn't hunted anything because I'm not supporting him. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
A bit of the writer came through the screen and said, this is something I'm personally dealing with. I'm gonna put it
the
on
the writer
these
of
two.
This particular quest is like, I haven't gotten promoted at BioWare because
because
my wife doesn't believe in me enough.
So I felt a bit of that, and then she was like, oh, I do love him, I just need to believe in him more. And I was like, all right, love, whatever you want to do, go do that. And then he gave me a book, which I appreciated, because the book came in handy for me later. So I let him go, and I let the two of them live in ignorance for how the fact they actually despise each other don't like each other even a little
bit. I like that there's a version where you can go into the woods and bring him back a pelt and let him lie and say it was from him.
I thought about that, but I thought how am I'm not going to allow the world's most pathetic man to be more pathetic.
Exactly.
If
that's
he's
too
not,
much
like I would rather him go into the woods and die because he failed than me get it, the coolest guy to ever exist. No. This guy sucks. I'm not having him lie to that poor woman. And she's gonna realize she made a mistake, and then it's gonna be very weird, and she's
gonna
run
super
off
weird.
Yeah. What did you do, first of all? I want to know what you did.
I did help in the same way you did this time around.
People's champion.
Yeah, people's champion. Helping people get together. Morgan, he did it.
Actually, that's so fun. Morgan wasn't with me at this time. Who was your party going into the forest?
Morgan, Zevran, Wynn.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I was Sten. I started Liliana Zevran, and then just before we went into the forest, I switched Zevran for Morrigan.
Zevran is great because, and I don't know that I've had this before, but Zevran has a lot of comments to make about being an elf.
I thought he would. That's why I brought him in originally, but then after doing a lot of the pickup quests, he didn't say anything, so I was like, all right. And then I switched him out because I was like, I don't want two rogues in the party. Yeah. I have spent my whole thing with Morrigan being like, so I have all of her tactics down. I know how to use her. So I was like, I'm just going to bring Morrigan back in.
Well, and Quentin is a human, right?
Nope. Elf.
Elf. Okay. So, right. So
I was going to turn him into a human.
You were.
And then I decided against it.
So with me, so I don't know exactly what it is for you, But for me, as a dwarf with Zevran in the party, there was a lot of commentary that went on, you know, because the elves are explaining that humans, specifically humans from Tevinter, originally drove them out of their homeland originally.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were eventually settled in a place called the Dales. That's where we get the Dalish name from. They are the Dalish. And then there was an exalted march where they were driven out of that place too. And since forever, from then, they've been nomadic in that they like travel in these Aravels and they move around and have camps, but they never like have a place where they are in one location. And so in like sharing that story, there's a lot of like, fuck humans kind of language that gets floated around. And then they're like, there's with me, it was a lot of like, and then they would direct something to me and be like, aren't they like that to you too? Like, don't you also hate them?
Yeah.
And then Zevran's comments I found really interesting because he kept commenting on what it's like to like have to live among them in the cities.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting and kind of a fun character twist or character.
I did a lot of because I also had all of these conversations with people. And yeah, it was fun to because you know, I'm taking it that Quinton like does fucking like it doesn't hate humans, but is definitely like, I mean, all of the humans I know are Templars. So yeah. They suck. But like majority of them are really bad. A little bit later, there's like a really interesting, like essentially character building guy who just like asks backstory questions that I think is really fun. We'll come to that like when we travel through the forest. But yeah, a lot of them to me were like, hey, aren't humans bad? I was like, yeah, humans are awful, actually.
Yeah. And then you meet Saril, who's the storyteller. Did you let him tell the big story?
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you also meet someone who is taking care of a sick Hala. Were you able to heal the sick Hala?
I wasn't. Me either. It's upsetting. I
never remember to take survival.
About 2 seconds before I spoke to her, I leveled up. Everyone leveled up. So then I was looked at survival with Stan, and I was like, should I put an extra one in survival? Nah. And then I spoke to her, and she was like, hey, do you have high enough survival? I was like, fuck.
I just didn't.
I just had the opportunity to up it.
You can go back.
That's my hope. I told her, like, let me work on it. Don't kill the animal yet. I'll be back in a second, please. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was frustrating. Oh, also, a thing which I don't believe we've spoken about. The elves are having a very specific problem.
Yeah.
Here.
a very big one.
There is like a whole gaggle of werewolves around
that in the
are
woods.
Jumping and attacking the Dalish elves whenever they're out, and then they get brought back and they are infected with lycanthropy, and it's a whole problem. It's like really bad, and
yeah, really bad problem that like I hope never happens to me. I hope never comes near my town.
Yeah, and the leader is like, hey, this is all originating from the prime werewolf called Witherfang, who's really bad. By speaking to his second in command, his first, as it were, what's her name?
Lanaya.
Lanaya. She is not originally from this Dalish camp.
Yes.
She is from somewhere else, and was taken by humans, and then the leader of the camp, like, rushed in, slaughtered all the humans, and then took her in. And the fact that she's first at all is, like, outstanding. Because it's always been very, like, Dalish elves exclusively. You have to be born in this clan to rule this clan. But she is not, and that is very special.
Yeah.
She does talk a lot about...
That is
very fun, because
that piece of lore will change in the next...
Weird.
They will update that slightly. Slightly.
Yeah. It's not, like, adapted and grown. It fully changes.
Well... So they I would say maybe it is, it's changed slightly in a way. So, like, what changes is that is not what happened to Lanaya specifically. That is still canon. But what typically goes on with firsts is changed a little bit. And so it is very normal for, it becomes known to be very normal for other clans who have more than two mages to send the third away to another clan that has less than two to limit the opportunity for magic to become evil and corrupted.
Oh, yeah. That's very fun. Also, editor's note, your phone is going off a lot and I can hear it.
Oh, sorry.
Your phone. It's okay. Just because that's going to be a pain in the ass editing later. And I can imagine you being mad when you have to edit that.
Yeah.
My phone is also going off a lot. How strange. So while speaking to Lanaya, she lets you know that the current keeper, Zathrian, that Zathrian used to have a family and lost all of them in a tragic event that he does not like talking about.
Yeah. But then you're like, but you tell me about it right now.
I didn't. I did. Into his business.
I was like, tell me.
Yeah. And it's harrowing. It's a harrowing tale because you find it out later regardless.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't help you yet. Because all of my people are turning into werewolves because of lycanthropy. So go in, kill Witherfang, bring me its heart. And then I can use that to heal everyone. And then cure my gang of lycanthropy, and then we can talk. So you're like, sure thing, buddy. Oh, there's a guy whose fiance.
Yes.
Is Danila. Lost.
Danila is lost.
Danila. And he's like, I'm pretty sure she's a werewolf. And
because he thinks that Zathrian lied to him, because Zathrian told him she died in the fight. And he's like, no. I don't think so. I think she's turned into a werewolf and he's keeping it from us because he doesn't want us to know the truth about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, Zathrian, already immediately some buzzings
some
about
little
him.
Hints of just weird vibes. Mm-hmm. Then Sten makes, for me, he makes a comment that I then spoke to him, and then I was like, oh, that's so fun. Like, because this was like a, we are just walking around the world comment he makes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, fascinating. So I clicked on him, and then I could question him about the overworld comment that he made, and I thought that was so fun. He's talking about the Talvashoth.
Yes. Talvashoth. People excommunicated from the Kune.
Yeah. And he talks about those, and... Yeah, and he's just, it's the first time that he has been, like, a guy for me. And not just, like, I'm a big gruff guy. He, like, is sad about talking about it. And I'm like, ah, this is cool. I'm learning about my man.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So I liked that. I thought that was really fun. I bonded with him, and I was really happy about it. And I think that's the quests. There's the romance. There's the fiancé. Yep. Getting some ironbark. And... and then just go kill Witherfang, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Then we venture out into the coolest woods of all time.
Best love bit of the game.
This
delicious
whole map. So weird. So the map for this is divided into different quadrants that you like have to go through the woods. And some parts you'll find are blocked off by like this mist and you can't go through them. If you try to, you'll just kind of bounce right back to where you were on the map.
Interesting. I don't remember catching any of those. That's so weird.
Yeah.
One of them. I know coming across one specifically,
two.
But I
there's two spots. And then you have to get past it in order to get to Witherfang's lair.
Sure.
But okay. So like, but immediately in you find Ironbark, but you're also accosted by a bunch of werewolves. And then they threaten you and they're so goofy, but I love them. Love them. They're like, you threaten lady. I just love
threaten. you threaten my lady. Swift runner, the guy is cool. Yeah, this little elf. He's fun.
Yeah. And so they're like, the forest has eyes. It will protect us. Well, and then they run off. And then you're attacked by a million werewolves, a million darkspawn, one bear. Did you fight the bear?
Fought the bear.
Yep. But
some Sylvans?
Sylvans. Bunch of Sylvans. Those are cool. And
love
then
them.
I also had a secondary quest where I had to shoot an arrow off of a hilltop in this forest.
What?
For a different quest. And so I did
that.
Oh
my god, that's so cool.
I say more that. Because you might get it.
Oh,
later.
That's so fun and sexy cool, though.
It
Shame.
Was fun. Except then I fired the damn arrow, and then I was equipped with an arrow, which I don't know how to use, and I don't have any abilities in, and then we got attacked for me doing that because of a consequence of that quest. And so I had to fight with a bow and arrow, and I was like, fuck this. I have no So there's that. And then you push further in and you can find a ton of little things out here. So there's like, in addition to the darkspawn and the werewolves that attack you and shit like that, did you find creepy little camps?
Sleepy Time Junction. Love Sleepy Time Junction. Yeah.
What
Great
happened
little
to
zone.
You there?
So I went in. Everyone was like, vibes are off. I was like, I agree. But let's look around anyway.
Yeah.
Looked inside of the tent. Ooh, got a little bit sleepy. All right. Hey, gang, we're going to get possessed. By the way, this is awful, but I'm going to still keep looking around. Looked at the campfire, and then it's like, maybe just like a little 5 minutes. And then you all had a kip. And then you wake up. Everyone is dead except for you. And there is a demon who tries to eat you, and you have to kill the demon single-handed.
Dreadful time that I had, by the way. I accidentally had selected Wynn. Wynn has only healing spells.
Oh my god.
And I fought for my life against that demon.
Holy shit.
Oh my god. She just like pew, 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 and like self heal, self heal, self heal. Like dinging
Dreadful.
Him over and over again with that base magic spell.
Oh my god.
Awful.
Horrific.
Hated
Horrific.
It. Yeah.
I was lucky. It was just me. But you do it, and then it's all the bones of all the people that have also been lured into this awful, evil trap.
Yes.
And then you can search them, and you get some cool stuff.
Yeah.
You pick up some things, and it's neat.
And it turns out that this demon was luring people there to their rest so that it could just feed on them.
You could feed on
them.
And
have them rest forever.
Yeah, pretty cool little story. I liked it. But before that, you meet the best character in the entire game.
Oh, I met him at the very, very end.
Oh.
Yep.
Who are you talking about?
Well, you're talking about one of two people. And whether or not you have my favorite one as your favorite is going to be very interesting. Because there's
Fantastic.
Two very big characters in the end of this game. There is a gentleman who is eccentric, and there
a weird
large helmet. Oak tree.
Who is the best character in the whole game?
That's the best one. Yes, absolutely. Okay, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah,
I'm so
baby.
Glad. I'm
yeah.
so glad.
He said, the elder tree only speaks in rhymes, needs you to go get an acorn back. Is so charming. I just love them. They're surrounded by Sylvans, who in this game are just full ass trees.
Yeah,
which I think
they
is the coolest.
Come to
shit
life
ever.
And attack you.
Yeah. Yep. I love it. I loved him. I was so excited when I met him. Morrigan is like, oh my god, a talking rhyming tree. That rules. And I was like, it does rule. And then we helped. And I think she likes that if you help the talking rhyming tree.
Yes, she does. Because
she's like, oh, it's so whimsical. I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the best. I loved it.
So I actually ran into the man near the tree stump first, and he was just like running around, like screaming.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I don't want to talk to you. So we looked in the tree stump and he was like, don't you look at that tree stump. And I was like, I wanted though. And Severin was like, I could look in that tree stump. And I was like, Severin, go look at that tree stump. And Severin looked in the tree stump and he was like, you fuck. And then he like spawned a bunch of demons and tried to kill me.
Oh.
And so I killed him. And then Severin was like, I found this acorn. I don't know if it was worth it. And then we like, walked further into the woods, met the oak tree.
Yeah.
And he was like, please give me my acorn back. And but he said it whimsical and full of rhyme. And then we handed him the acorn and then he made the mist go away. So we're allowed to pass through.
Love it. Huge. There are also several graves around the forest. Oh, yes. Did you do the grave puzzle?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I also did. I thought it was so cool. But it was my best in slot by a pretty huge margin. Sten was wearing all of his warden gear, and I was like, all right, well, I'll wait until I get the final piece of this, because you find the helm, the arms and the legs, the greaves and the other bit. Greaves is legs, right?
Yeah.
And then the gloves or whatever. Anyway, and I was like, okay, I'll wait until I find the breastplate. The breastplate is inside of the werewolf's lair, and there's a whole puzzle to get it, which I did end up doing. The hermit, however, I didn't kill. I spoke to him, and he's like, question for a question, answer for an answer. And then it does the little weird dance. And I was like, okay. So I was like, sure, ask me a question. And then this is the guy who I was like, he's just backstory, the guy, because he's like, okay, where were you born? And then there's a bunch of answers. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, where was I born? Decided I was born in Denerim. I decided that I would have been the city elf.
You would have been a city elf had you not been a mage.
But and then I was the mage, so I got sent to the tower. And then he said, how's your relationship with your father? And I was like, wow, my God, how is that? So I said, my father is dead. Because I think that he attempted to hide me being a mage from Templars. Templars then killed him. And then took me forcibly away when I was a little young boy.
Yeah.
And he just did a lot of things I just thought was really cool. It was interesting hearing him, like him asking probing questions about shit.
Yeah,
and I was like,
fun.
Oh my God, I'm building all my character out. And I thought that was so fun. You also meet, specifically, what did you do with the werewolf fiance when we found her again?
Well, I asked her,
so that's the, for people who aren't in the know, you find a werewolf who is the fiance of the guy who was like, I need to find out if she's dead or not.
Her name is Danila, and she is, you get attacked by a group of werewolves, you defeat like a bunch of them, and then there's one like at like this, like kind of hunched over in this corner, and you go talk to her, and it's a cutscene.
Ooh, that is different for me. She was being accosted by a bunch of other people. Not werewolves, and I fought them. I don't think there was werewolves with me. I might be misremembering because it was 2 a.m. yesterday.
Okay, maybe. But she's like hunched over, and you talk to her, and she is, she reveals herself to be Danila, who you were told about by the guy back at camp. You're like your husband. You can say nothing to her, or you could just kill her right away. But and then if you ask her too many questions, it's a gamble, because like you could ask her a bunch of shit about what happened, but if you ask her too many questions, she like dies horribly in front of you. But she's asking you to kill her. She's like, please kill me, put me out of this misery. I don't want to live like this anymore. But I asked her just enough. I told her that her husband was talking about her and misses her and loves her. And that he doesn't know what happened to her. She asks you to tell her what happened, tell him what happened, and gives you her scarf to bring back to him. So I did kill her for her after that, after she told me that. Yeah.
I also did. Yeah, I also did that. I don't think she jumped. She like attacked me because I was like, I'm sure there is a way that we can solve this. And then she was like, no, there's definitely not. And then jumped me. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll kill you.
Oh, she like forced you to kill her by attacking you.
By attacking me. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Which, you know, fair play. And then did you tell him the truth?
I did. I told him the truth. Also did. I was like, Zathrian lied to you. I'm so sorry.
I also did that. R.I.P. to that guy. Yeah. Then, whilst doing next to the hermit, there was a bunch of mages just kind of dancing next to an altar. And I spoke them, and they were a bunch of like blood mage guys, or not blood mages, but like people
they were occultists.
They're occultists. There you go. Yeah. They had some name. And I was like, hey, gang, what are we doing?
I because think they're the Venatori, are they not? Are they Venatori?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I thought it began with M, but I might be
wrong. Maleficar. That's Blood Mage.
That's
they're
it.
Blood Mages. Yeah. Maleficar,
there you
go. Thank you.
And I was just like, hey, boys. And then we talked for a bit. And then I was like, ah, oh, I'm here for the Mages. The Mages Collective asked you to stop. And they were like, aha, well, I'm going to kill you then. And I was like, I doubt it. And I killed them all. And that was fun. That was a fun little bit. Because the first time I walked through that area, they weren't there. So I thought I was just casually backtracking. And I walked through and there was a bunch of mages dancing. I was like, hi, boys. What are we doing?
What's going on here? Yeah. What is this?
I also tricked. I traded the Book of Elven History to the Hermit to get the acorn, which is how I got the thing.
Okay.
Because I traded it. I traded it with him because truly when the guy gave me the Book on Elven History, I looked at this and I was like, haha, this is worthless. I don't know why you're giving this to me. And I was so sick of the man because I was like, you're the world's most pathetic man. I'm not going to sell this. I'm sure it comes up later because he said, I'm sure someone is interested in this. And then
someone was. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you go through another mist barrier. What is this? Dark Souls? Lololol. Do you get that joke?
No.
Nice. Then you fight Swift Runner again, who's like, you've beaten all of the ladies' challenges. I will fight you again. And then you fight him. And then when he goes down, White Fang, this beautiful white wolf, leaps out of nowhere and then like
pounces.
Saves him. Yeah. And then they all run away.
And then you run in further and they're like, our lady is his friend. Get back, defend the lady. And they all run. There's that little cutscene. I love it so much.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
And every single time they're like, we're here to kill you. I'm like, boys, I am not here to kill you. Please.
Every
chill.
Single time. I'm like, I just want to talk to you.
It's like, we don't trust all of the Dalish elves. And I'm like, I get it. I am not them, though. Please let me just talk
to the lady. And then you go into the ruins.
The ruins.
I don't know if you got this comment. Who made this comment? Wynn and Zevran, I think.
Oh.
Because the comment when we enter the ruins is something like, and I forget who says what part, but interesting. The ruins are Tevinter, but the artifacts are Dalish, are elven in nature. And that's an interesting remark that's made offhandedly that has huge payoff in this series.
Yeah.
So I was really excited that I got that little bit of dialogue.
That's cool. Oh, yeah. That's massive.
Yeah.
It's a fun little dungeon. The first bit, you're fighting spiders, and then you're coming across like Darkspawn, and then some spirits, and then werewolves by the end of it. I have a big note here that says, I hate maths with 3 exclamation marks, and I can't tell you what I mean by that.
I have no idea.
I'm sure I will figure it out. You fight a dragon?
Yeah.
Huge.
Well, it's pretty small.
Okay, it's a small dragon, but it's a huge moment. You're fighting huge dragons. Moment. It's Dragon Age.
Yeah. You fight
it
a
has
dragon.
Its own little, it has its own little, like, treasure, like, log.
A treasure hoard.
Yum. And yep. You in this big hoard, you take yep. all the treasure. I was really excited about that.
Yeah.
I, at this point, leveled up and I... Oh, no, sorry. I didn't level up yet. I found a ghost boy. The ghost boy yes. led me to a sarcophagus, which had a tablet in it. That tablet then led me to another room, which had like a whole ritual that I had to do next to a fountain.
Yes.
Yeah. I did the whole ritual... the doors opened up to another ghostly woman now because the ghost child was speaking in Elvish and clearly asking for his mother. And then there was a ghost woman. And I was like, the mother, hello. Fought the mother. Then I found the last piece of this armor, the breastplate. And then at this point I leveled up and I made the most miraculous discovery ever.
Which
I was level 14 at this point, right? So that means I got to pick a second specialization. So I picked Arcane Warrior because I thought it sounded cool. Turns out, having Arcane Warrior means that you can use your magic skill for strength to wear heavy armor. So there was no restrictions on any armor. So then I just got this armor and I was like, can I put this on? And then I put on the fucking coolest armor. I'm now a mage with a sword and shield who casts from their sword as they're fighting people in heavy armor. The coolest shit I've ever seen. I was like, I was cackling as I found that out. It was the coolest.
Yeah.
I remember what I hate maths is. I remember it.
What?
I after this point, I started doing everyone's tactics, and I did, if your health is lower than 25%, use a health
potion. Right.
But I hate maths because it wasn't if your health is less than 25%, it's if your health is more than 25%, use a health potion. And these fucking idiots in my party drunk like 40, 50 health potions in like 2-3 fights.
Yeah.
They walked into a fight and then were just... They were
fucking drunk on health potions.
That's it. They were just pounding it. They were seeing how much they could fucking put back. Who's the guy who eats all the fucking hot dogs? Fucking...
What?
One sec. Hot dog eating.
What?
Joey Chestnut. They were Joey Chestnut as... Yes, you must know who Joey Chestnut is.
No,
you
I gotta must know. Not.
You call yourself an American and you don't know who Joey Chestnut is?
Stop he's making shit up.
Joey Chestnut is the world-leading hot dog-eating guy. Fuck Dragon Age. I don't care about that game anymore. You gotta know Joey Chestnut. So, he has been sponsored by Nathan's hot dog-eating competition. For so many years. And he's sponsored by them, so he does the Nathan's hot dog. He's hitting like 64 hot dogs in however much time it is. He's pounding them back.
Right.
Then, this year, he was sponsored by Beyond Meat, that brand, the vegan brand of meat. And so he was like, I'm sponsored by this vegan hot dog brand. And then Nathan's dropped him and didn't let him compete in the biggest hot dog eating competition, which is a huge controversy. And then this guy so he normally has like 64, 65 hot dogs that he pounds. The guy who came in first this year did like 56 or 57, and everyone was like, this is a joke. Joey Chestnut would have wiped the fucking floor with this guy. This is pathetic.
Yeah, that is pretty pathetic, to be honest.
I can't believe you didn't know that. That's insane. Don't even know who Joey Chestnut is. He's the love of my life, personally. Anyway.
You so get they... Arcane Warrior from a different thing, by the way.
No. We're done with this podcast. We're going to talk about Joe Chestnut.
I genuinely...
I cannot believe how hard you left turned on me there. Really showing your one-shot network prowess of hosting. Let's rein it into the main piece of media.
Yeah, that's definitely where that comes
Go
from.
Go on, what are you fucking talking about, the fucking arcane warrior?
Well, you get
warrior.
The arcane warrior from an interesting place. You unlock it from that phylactery.
Do you? I just had it. I had access to all of the specializations. I actually thought it was weird that I could talk to Morrigan about specializing in
That's not how it's supposed to be. You must... Oh, that must be
must
a DLC. Oh, okay.
Oh. That's sucks. Well, that's stupid.
Oh, interesting. So did you not find the phylactery then?
Where is the phylactery?
You find it in one of the side rooms. There's a ton of side rooms in this fucking ruin.
Is it?
There's
was it
a
in
million.
This place?
It's in this ruin, but it's in like another room. It's not in the same room as
I must have found it because I scoured this place. But I've had the option to become an arcane warrior since I turned level 7.
Oh yeah, all of the specialties are locked for me until you unlock them, which
that's
is
so weird. Yeah. Because Blood Mage wasn't. I had to go out my way to get Blood Mage, but everything else was like easy breezy. Just pick that up when you can.
Yeah. Well, there's a phylactery and you like touch the stone on it and some, as it turns out, like someone like got stored in there, like stored themselves in there when the ruin was first attacked hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Oh, I must not have got it then.
And then they stored themselves in this phylactery hoping that someone would let them out eventually, but it's just been too long now and they don't remember what they are anymore, and so they just ask you to let them out so that they can just be gone forever.
That's so cool.
And so they give you the arcane warrior.
Oh, I didn't find that then. That's a shame.
Yeah. It's a cool
I remember
one.
It from my OG playthrough. I remember that guy, but I didn't come across him this time.
That's fun.
Ah.
Yeah, and you work your way in, and you do eventually meet the werewolves and mm-hmm. Witherfang, who is a sexy,
a horny
lady.
Goth lady. Yeah,
hot lady, who just feels herself up with her tree branch fingers all day long,
and is like seductively touching werewolves and is loving it. Right.
Yeah.
Now. I'm loving life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you learn in the
I went and I was like, hello, boys. And they were like, she wants to speak to you. And I was like, thank fucking Lord, I've been trying to speak to her all day.
Yeah.
Please just let me in the room. He's like, if you attack her, we'll kill you. And I was like, I haven't done anything to you. I'm walking through. Please let me in.
Yeah.
We go in. She then tells you that the guy whose name is just is water in my mind. I cannot. Zathrian. Zathrian is the guy who originally put the curse of lycanthropy on these people. Not these people specifically.
Not these people, yes.
But hundreds of years ago, a group of humans like kidnapped his son and daughter, tortured both of them, and then killed the son, and the daughter found out that she was now with child, killed herself, and then he was like, okay, I'm gonna go scorched earth on all these people.
Yeah.
And made this curse, made like summoned a demon. And
yeah, he didn't intend to create lycanthropy, but he did summon a demon to take them all out. And that happened. And that part, I'm like, yeah, okay. But
yeah,
absolutely. But the demon that he summoned was like a demon of the forest. And when she attacked these people, it created lycanthropy. It invented it, essentially. And so then now we've got like multiple generations of lycanthropy have been passed down.
Yeah.
And at first, this first several like groups of them were all like bestial monsters. But then when they met Witherfang, their lady, she was able to like teach them how to have like a bit of their humanity back.
Mm-hmm. So now they can like kind of think for themselves, even though most of them are still like pretty rabid and bestial. They can like think and form sentences now and speak. Yeah. And they're like, we just want out.
Yeah.
We want to not be this anymore. And we, you know, and then they said the only way to get his attention was to attack his people and give them lycanthropy so that he has to come to us and we can...
And reverse the curse, yeah.
Figure this out. So I was like, all right, go talk to him. Left. He's just waiting for you. And he's like, you don't have their heart, so I assume you haven't done it yet. And you're like, why the fuck are you here?
Yeah, why do you know about this and you didn't tell us? Why?
It's a little fishy, but you kind of know why now. It makes sense. It's like, okay, so he put it on. So he knows this area and then knows this because, you know, this is where he was OG to summon all this stuff. So I convinced him to come back with us. And then come and at least talk. And he was like, I don't see what the point is, but fine. We went in. We all, like... It's fun because this cutscene is... So there are three ways that this can go. You can side with the werewolves and kill the elves, specifically him. You can side with the elves and kill all the werewolves, or you can get them to form some form of peace treaty.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm aware, the way that this is figured out is like in the dialogue that you're talking about, because Witherfang and the keeper of the Dalish elves who originally started this curse, they just have a conversation. And it's like, you're not in it. It's like this, whatever, like, they're just talking amongst themselves, and then you can occasionally butt in with some information. I get it. I get it from both ends. So I was like, all right. I genuinely get why this happened, but I can't, like, I want to be as hands-off with this as possible. Like, I understand why you did it originally. I understand why this has taken so long and, like, why you still harbor all this hatred. I'm so in it. Like, I totally get it. But also, Witherfang is very specific and said, those people died a very long time ago. Like, this thing...
Right,
these
they're
are
all
just
gone.
People
the people
now.
Who did the atrocities are gone. It is now...
And these are just people, which, you know, it is still, like, humans in this world are still... all pretty, almost universally pretty rough. As someone who's playing an elf, they're all pretty racist and like not nice. So it's like, I get it. I get also not wanting to up the curse, like not like wanting to keep it going, but we gotta try, dude. Come on, man. Like,
well,
this
and
is
you
different.
Learn that if the curse ends, both Zathrian and Witherfang will die
because
the curse is
he
sustaining
tied
them
him. And I thought this is another case of blood magic. Did he sacrifice like his wife to do all this? But no, he was like, no, I sacrificed me. I just, I gave my soul. And as long as Witherfang lives, so do I. So to do one, I have to die.
That's why everybody thinks that he has rediscovered elven immortality.
Yeah.
Is just because he's staying alive because the curse is keeping him sustained. Yeah.
And, So he doesn't back down at first, and you do have to go toe-to-toe with him until he... And then you fight a little, and then he's like, all right. Fine. I'll do it, but she also has to die at the same time. Like, that's just how this stuff works. Then they killed each other in a cool ritual, and then all the werewolves turned back into people, and then all the data shells were fine, and there's an uneasy alliance. That's
uneasy. Yeah.
That's how it happened with me.
You can agree when he refuses, because he refuses a good number of times initially.
Yeah.
You can then be like, you know what? Werewolves, will you fight with me against the Blight? Because I'll just kill all the fucking elves.
Oh, damn.
And you could just go kill Zathrian and the entire elven camp and then have werewolves with you at the end of the Blight. Crazy.
That's pretty huge. What did you do? How did you end this?
I tried to get them to make up, but they did not. And Zathrian attacked us all. So we fought. And then when Zathrian was defeated, essentially, he finally gave up and was like, all right, I live too long.
I think that is the only way to do it. Is there a way to make him fully be like...
I don't know. I don't remember if he can actually be persuaded to agree. I don't remember.
On the choice, because I knew what I wanted, and then it's like, when it was like, okay, it looks like I'm going to have to go to blows with one of them, I did Google it to be like, is there a way to do it? And I think it's that, like, him, you have to fight him. And then him being like, all right.
I think that is the only good. Like, there, you can either kill Witherfang and all the werewolves, kill all of the elves, or try to fight him, and then he relents and gives up the curse. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you did both as well. You got both of them.
I got them both to align, and then we have the elves in agreement when they're at our party camp.
And it bums
now.
Me out a little bit because I'm like, if these werewolves didn't fucking jump me constantly, we could have had there could have been so many guys just living still.
We could have been so good. I know. And then you go back to the camp and you get your iron bark stuff. What did you get?
I gave it back to them because I knew that none of the shit they could give me could possibly
but
be
then
better
they
than the stuff
they
I had.
Refuse they take it and they say, we'll take this anyway. Thank you for your hospitality.
They gave me a necklace that was also useless, I think. They were like, thank you so much. Because I was like, build your own weapons, look after yourself. And they were like, oh, thank you. Here's a necklace. And I was like, all right, if I could refuse this as well, I would, because this is also worthless to me.
Oh, they gave me a great bow, like a really solid bow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
iron bark is good.
I don't think they gave me a bow. They may have. But it's also, it's one of the things where it's like, they just said, oh, accept this gift. And then it was items added to inventory. And I was like, what items were added?
Yeah.
Tell me. And then I click on the thing and I scrolled and I was like, oh, well, here's a new necklace. It must have been this. So it may have. But then also, if they did give me just a bow, that's also useless to me because Liliana has like the sweetest crossbow that's ever existed.
Oh, you have her on a crossbow.
I have her on a crossbow. It's a great crossbow. It's like, it's one that I got from Soldier's Peak that is like, I haven't found anything better than it. Also, important note about my build at the minute, my Arcane Warrior Blood Mage build. I'm using Duncan's sword, and I thought that was the cool.
That is cool.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I'm using Duncan's sword. That
I like that
about.
Very much. I'm giving that to Alistair, but he's not ready for it.
Alistair has King Kaelin's sword at the minute, which I think Alistair... Admittedly, Alistair would probably appreciate Duncan's weapon more. By the way, you get Duncan stuff in The Return to Ostagar, which which I have done, unfortunately.
Yeah. Going back, I spoke to Linaya. I told her the truth. I was like, did you know about this? And she was like, kind of suspected it. I also, after this is all said and done, I went back to camp and then I spoke to Liliana. And Liliana was like,
Everyone, just before people listening, Dylan messaged me yesterday saying, I have gossip.
Yeah.
And I was like, real gossip or Dragon Age? And he was like, Dragon Age. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So please do. Please
and
tell
I
me
got
that.
I got myself into a little pickle. A little pickle. So I went and talked to Liliana. And she was like, do you know how sometimes people like boys? Because sometimes people like girls. And I kind of like girls. And you're a girl. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No, I do get that. And I do feel the same way. And then we made out. And then she was like, and then we went into her tent and we fucked.
Nice.
And then after we got done fucking, I went and spoke to Alistair and he immediately handed me a rose. And I was like,
oh my God, what is this, The Bachelor? Jesus.
So then I like, and he was just like, it makes me think of you. And I was just like trying to take the most neutral dialogue. Like, because a lot of it is like, I hate this. And I'm, and it's like really binary. It's like, I hate this, or like, or I feel exactly
love
the
you,
same way.
Let's
I
get
love
married.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I really avoided it. And then I talked to Zevran. And Zevran,
oh my God.
Same camp night. Zevran is just like, I love you. You're so beautiful. Is it bad for me to tell you that? And I was like, no, that's fine. So now here's the thing. I've settled that I'm dating Liliana. That is happening. We're in love.
Huge. Love that for me.
But I know what's coming. And what's coming is that at some point, the other two will ask you, like, hey, what's going on? You have to pick one of us. And when you do, there's a massive disappointment, like, drop in approval from the ones you reject. So I am, I accidentally wound up here, and I am dreading that. But then
outstanding.
Wynn, as we were walking around, Wynn was like, which, by the way, have you figured out what happened to Wynn yet?
No, I haven't. I keep forgetting to talk to her because she's just an old pile of ragged bones in the
she's
corner.
She's the most powerful mage in the world. And so I just got another cutscene in her development. So badass. And then I went to go talk to her about it, and she was like, I see the way you two look at each other. So sweet. And then she's like, but you must stop because there is a blight and you are going to hurt that girl when you die. And I was like, holy fuck, lady, we're going to be fine.
Wow. She was like, Wynn is a little homophobic.
She was like, no, she was like, you're a Grey Warden. Don't you know what that means? When we end this blight, you might surely die and then her heart will be broken. And I was like, fuck
wow.
off, Wynn. Oh, kiss my girlfriend. You you suck. And then I got my least favorite cutscene of all time, which is Liliana sings for 15 minutes straight.
That's my nightmare. No, I haven't. That's my nightmare. I actually, I gonna genuinely, it makes me uncomfortable in every single situation. I don't like people singing at me. I don't like TV shows that do it. Fucking frustrate me when they have like a, oh, we're trying to get this one actor to be a breakout star. The Walking Dead is rife with it, and yeah. I hate it. And I hate it in video games that they do it. I will alt tab out and just do something else for like 5 minutes, or try to skip it.
You can
slam
skip
escape.
You are allowed to skip it, but it is extremely funny to me. so I got that. I did a couple of other side quests, I think, but I think that's it. Nice. So I have a looming conversation.
Oh God, the tension in that camp must be disgusting. Wretched. I'm just friends with everyone. They all like me. We chat.
That's what you think. I haven't said anything romantic to Alistair before he gave me a rose.
Alistair likes me neutrally. He's like, he likes me average. He's fine. He doesn't care that much about me at all. And I'm a guy as well. And Alistair is, he's like, I want to be his best friend, but he also doesn't really like me.
Does everyone want to bone you?
No. No one has really spoken to me about it. I'm so chaste in this game, apparently.
You are so chaste. Except that you fuck Morgan, who doesn't even want you.
She
does,
because she kissed me after. No, she does, actually. She kissed me after. She said, I said, what about the word love? And she was like, all right, loser, calm down. And I was like, okay, that was the only option about being in a relationship that I could have. Please don't be a dick about me. Make me cry. And then she kisses me every day. And then every single time I go up to her, she giggles like a school child. And I'm like, you want me so bad. It makes you look like a fucking idiot. Just admit it.
Oh my God. You need to walk it
so
back.
Bad. She wants me so bad. Oh yeah, I need to walk it back. All right, fucking... literally playing out your own season of The Bachelor over there. You're whoring around with four different characters. Fuck
that's
you.
That's just what life is for me. That's just
what
happens.
So I don't need to walk it back at all. I'm in one relationship with a woman who thinks I'm fine. I'm in a relationship with a woman who thinks I'm okay.
You're not in a relationship. She is boning you. There's a difference.
We are solidly in the talking stage. And I think that's really strong. That means that I'm in a relationship with this woman.
Oh my God. Yeah. All right. We have some questions to go
through. Great. This is fun.
How upset are you that the werewolf thing barely comes up again in the series? Callum, yeah, I am very upset about that. I wish werewolves were more involved.
Weirdly frustrating because it is such a huge plot. It's the most fun because it's so.
But it does actually make sense. It was a curse, a singular curse, and the curse was ended. Like
That's true, I guess.
What dream do you think your character would have had when they fell to the demon spell in that little death camp, the sleep camp? What was your dream? What was your character? Or what were, I guess Ooh. My character actually did fall asleep.
Yeah, and my character also fell asleep.
I think she.
Oh, you're, yes.
Because I was Wynn, and Wynn was the only one that could survive. Yeah. I think that Falaria dreamed about going back to Orzammar and everybody just like apologizing and being like, oh my God, we were so wrong. You're the best. You're the Grey Wardenist. Nice. And you're such a good leader, and it's been hell here without you, and we just miss you so much. Can you please, pretty please, be king? That's what her dream is.
Quentin dreamt of the day that he fights the archdemon, and he has all of these people looking up to him and really like looking forward to him to succeed, and he knows the only way he can exceed is if all of these people die and he can use that blood to kill the archdemon. And it haunts him because he knows that he is at his strongest the more blood is on the field. Yeah. And is scared of the day when he fights the archdemon, because the more people die, the better it is. And maybe the way to have the least amount of death possible is to have more people openly just be slaughtered, and it needs to be his choice. But now he's an arcane warrior, and he's trying to be a real good boy. He's trying to be so kind about it.
I hope this for him. I don't know. Falaria needs to take a second specialization. I don't know what it's going to be. Bard and...
Get a fun one. You have assassin. What's the others?
Assassin, duelist... I don't remember what the other one is.
Let me have a look at it. Anyway, ask the next question as I search for this, as you are taking your
That's it.
Seconds.
That's the only question.
That's the only question?
Somebody also did mention, I wish you could recruit one of them into your party. And I do agree.
That would be cool.
That would be pretty cool. But you know that they would have no cool ability. It would just be like, they would be like having dog in your party where it's just like,
I don't know. Shale is there, and Shale is, I don't like Shale any. I put them in my party for a bit, but it's like, I don't know, I just didn't find them interesting to walk around with. Yeah. They had a few fun topics, and I do like her for that, but I was really glad that I had almost an entirely new team for the forest, because I could see, you know, Sten talk a lot, which I thought was fun. Admittedly, I have Liliana in a lot of places, so that wasn't that new, but I could speak to Sten, and that was cool.
Yeah.
I felt like this quest, you could bring anyone, whereas Redcliff, you can't not bring Alistair.
You have
and
to
also,
bring Alistair.
In the Circle Tower, you have to have Wynn. It makes sense for Morrigan to come because she's a mage, but then that's also a free slot. But you also should really bring Alistair because he's a Templar, and it's a whole thing where it's like,
I get it. Yeah, this one is more like player's choice of who is important. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to, what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Okay. Because I wanted to say something very important, because I'm very, Quentin's journey means a lot to me, and I think that it's very.
God bless you.
I think that his journey, like, away from blood magic.
Yeah, ranger, by the way.
Thank you. Maybe that's what I'll take.
Interesting.
His journey away from blood magic is one that is honorable. And I think is going to help him. And I think it's going to help the world. And now that he's met Maleficar in the wild, I think that you should hear this from Andraste herself.
Oh, okay. We're wrapping up then.
From Transfigurations 1-2. which says that magic exists to serve man and never to rule over him. Foul and corrupt are they who have taken his gift and turned it against his children. They shall be named Maleficar, accursed ones. They shall find no rest in this world or beyond. And that could be your fate.
Could be my fate,
Quentin. But
thank you.
It's looking like it may not be.
Yeah.
Because you found another path.
Well, I'm still using blood magic. I'm still... It's very important for you to know that I'm still using blood magic as the strength-based thing. I am Arcane Warrior. There is an ice cream truck going outside my house. I have a question.
What is it?
So, I don't even know so much of a question, but it is, before we did today, actually, again, I want to scroll our minds back to before the show. I bring this up pretty much every episode, but we were playing Dragon Age Keep.
Yeah.
And this was one of the decisions in it.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, I swear to God, if this... Can you hear the ice cream truck outside of my house?
Kind of.
Yeah. This is the slowest, loudest man I've ever seen. Get out of my face. It was the choice being made, and I was like, well, I imagine that I would have sided with the elves, and you said that is actively the cruel and wrong thing to do. Like, the cruel, evil, and wrong thing. And I wanted to bring this up with you replaying this. Has your mind changed on that at all? Because
yes.
I don't think it is.
It is, because the siding, quote-unquote, with the elves means that you kill Witherfang.
Yes. No, I understand that. But also...
And all the werewolves.
Okay. I understand that in a binary, it is the slightly more, like, misguided option. But also, slaughtering a bunch of Dalish is also bad, because they didn't
do anything.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And that's... And like, Witherfang, her whole thing is, yeah, we just started killing Dalish... because we knew that eventually he would come to us. And as soon as they said that, I was like, that's bad. That's, like, not a good thing. Don't do that. Like, don't randomly start slaughtering people just to bring out a couple of guys.
They were trying to infect people with the curse so that he
would
be forced to end the curse.
They also killed a lot of people in doing that, which is not a positive thing to do.
But they're the ones that are cursed. They've got to get rid of the curse. And he's the only one that can do it. I think that killing Witherfang and all the werewolves is the wrong choice. For sure. I think it's the bad choice.
But in that, I don't think it's a bad choice. I think his whole thing makes sense to me. Like, all of that hideous rage. Because I was thinking as I was attempting to make this choice, because I was like, I think both of you are in the right in this situation, and you both need to just figure it out and talk about it. Because whilst he was telling his story, I was like, this is just the City Elf opening. This is just like, you do City Elf and you go through and you slaughter every single human that you come across. Because of course you're going to do that. And in this world, it's like, it's still, humans are not good people. They still consistently, every single time you, as an elf, you speak to a human, 9 times out of 10, they're like, I actually think that you're lesser people and you should honestly be bad. And most of the werewolves, I feel like they were probably like that when they were people. And that type of pure rage, especially having that done to his children, I'm like, I would have done the same. If you, Dylan, would have had the same thing happen, I would have gone absolutely postal. And I would have, if I had a choice to summon a demon to slaughter everyone, and I was just like, but the payoff is that you live hundreds of years, I would be like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Fuck it. I don't care. I want them all to burn. So but him
then
talking,
when the curse gets inflicted on other people, like generations down the line, are you then not like, oh, I'm a bad person for keeping this curse going?
I don't think that he's a bad person, because in his time, elves were still slaves when he was born, because they only left slavery like a little bit ago. Humans destroyed their whole city, cursed their immortality to the point where they now can just die of old age and natural causes. They elves now live in fucking alienages and still have all these horrific things happen. I'd be like, nah, fuck them. Like, they still deserve all this shit. They need to prove to me that they're good, that humanity as a whole has changed. I don't think it's the other way around.
Well, so, but it's not even about humanity. It's about, like, this particular random group of people who are cursed to be werewolves and are gonna keep hurting.
They're not separate. And they're gonna keep attacking people. Yeah, they're gonna keep attacking people and keep hurting them. So him being like, I need them all to die, is like, yeah, they're gonna keep hurting people. They're gonna keep doing awful things, so if we kill all of them, it doesn't happen
anymore. But the ones that are killing people are doing so because they are afflicted with the curse that you put on three, four generations back.
Most of them are
of
also
humans.
Yes, I understand. Like, ultimately, yes, but I still don't think that he's the bad guy in this situation.
I don't think there's a bad guy necessarily. I think that it's just like a bad choice to go
it's
out.
It's a choice
and
made by pure
kill all
rage.
The werewolves.
Yeah, by like a biblical primal rage that has kept going for 300 years. That's one that I, when he was telling me all the things, and when Witherfang was agreeing and like, yeah, so then we decided to just start attacking his people. I was like, oh, yeah, I get it. I get why he's like, I want them all to fucking die, actually, because the original humans did all this to my family, and now the current werewolves are doing this to my current family. It's like, yeah, dude, I would also want them all to fucking die. And I am glad that you are able to be like, all right, can we all calm the fuck down for 2 minutes, both sides, and then please
end
try and form some form of understanding?
Curse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop.
And then hopefully all of those humans, after they become werewolves, like human again, the werewolves have become human, hopefully they walk away being like, yeah, we should be nicer people, actually. This sucks.
Yeah.
This whole thing
or just
sucks.
Like,
I hold nothing against them.
Live normal lives,
but whenever someone is like, oh, don't you fucking hate elves? Be like,
No,
I don't.
No.
Yeah. That's all I ask.
Just not be fucking monsters, maybe. That would be stellar.
And I was definitely coming from it from like a, if I couldn't allow both of them, Quentin would be on the side of the elves. I think he'd be like, no, yeah, fuck them. Humans have never done anything good to me ever.
Yeah.
And I think it's fairly understandable and normal for any elf, any elven Grey Warden to be like, no, I'm against the werewolves, actually. I think that the humans are bad and should be punished for being bad. And we should save as much elven heritage as possible. Admittedly, I have a few notes of, they do talk a lot about blood purity in that Dalish elf camp. Holy
shit.
They
sure do.
They love the stuff. And it's like, every time they brought it up, I was like, boys, let's about what we're talking about, because it's like, you know, this is a little rough and we shouldn't be talking about it like this. But this conversation that we're having right now, this is why this is the best part of the game.
Yeah.
Holy
it
shit.
Is. So it really
just,
is the best.
It's just so leagues ahead of everything, because they also add in the mage's Templar thing to be like, isn't this also an interesting conversation? And I'm like, no, it's not, because one of them is like, do you want to kill every, like, let's wipe out a whole group of people, or let's, you know, try and cure them. And it's like, all right, let's try and cure them. It's kind of the same storyline, but this one is done so much more interestingly, where I could, if someone came up to me and was like, I did this decision, regardless of like, I saved both, I killed the werewolves, I killed the elves, every time I'd be like, yeah, I can see it. I can see why you would think that way. Whereas the mages Templars, I'm like, I know the Templars just don't make any sense.
This is one of the few where there is an actual like challenge to the choice.
Yeah. And that I like, and the reason, because I mentioned briefly, I hate Googling shit the first run through of a game.
Yeah.
I don't like figuring, like, I like things just coming at me when they come at me. If I make a decision and it fucks up, that decision is fucked up. This is the play. This is the true playthrough. This is how the world exists. I was the same with Baldur's Gate, where my first run of Baldur's Gate was disgustingly bad because I kept just doing things I thought were interesting and not reloading. I'm very against reloading saves for me personally. I don't care if other people do it. But but when it hit the point when he was like, it was like, I'm going to have to fight him, I paused the game and I Googled it. Like, it's like one of the only times I've Googled a solution to this, because I'm like, I totally get where he's coming from, but I have to find out if I'm going to save it. And I was lucky that I did get all of the right things and I hit every note so that I hit him. It was like, no, you just need to fight him and then he comes to his senses. And I was like, oh, thank fuck.
Yeah,
because I really wanted that. I just thought it was great. Yeah. This whole thing, I thought that the forest was brilliant. I thought it was so interesting, so weird. There's like the hermit, which I thought was really cool. There's the puzzle with the graves that I thought was fun. The Malachar were there. The fucking elder tree was a great bit.
Elder
tree. The demon sleep bit was so fun.
Yeah, there's a ton of good stuff in there.
And
it's
then
so good.
The whole werewolf lair has a bunch of shit, lore and fun stuff in. So good. And okay, I liked the Mage's Tower. I did, because I like the Fade. The Fade was fun mechanically, but storytelling-wise, pretty uninteresting.
Yes.
Aside from the bits when you're hitting... You. Yeah. But when you're hitting the characters and you're talking to, you know, like, you meet Alistair and his dream situation is happening. You see Morrigan and she is not fooled at all. And all these bits I thought were so fun. You meet Duncan and it's your dream situation. All these things I thought were interesting and fun, but it was so long. And the mechanically, it's not interesting. Mechanically, it's interesting, sorry. Story-wise, the only interesting bits are when you're speaking to someone.
It doesn't tell you too much about the world around you, and it isn't, yeah.
And like the opening of the Circle Tower is rubbish.
Right. The Fade is the interesting part. The tower itself is also boring, you know?
Just boring. It's, you know, we were talking about it on that episode. It's walk down a hallway, open a door, monsters.
Fight a thing.
It's just over and over again.
Yeah, this is a really interesting, like, lore-heavy, like, story. It's so good.
Really. And it made me kind of feel, I was like, man, I would like to redo this as, like, as a Dalish, you know, elf.
Yeah.
Because this is your camp, right, as a Dalish?
Yes, this is your camp that you're returning to.
I think it's really cool, and I thought that would be fun. I would, like, if, you know, and that gave me the thing of, like, if I replay the game, want to play a dwarf, I think that's the best opening bar none to me. But in the Dalish elf, I want to see how I interact with this. Like, these are my people. Holy shit, there's werewolves? What happened to you guys? Like,
yeah, what happened when I left? Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
Because then, you know, you walk in, you see everyone ill, and it's like, oh, that happened to me. And then you're like, werewolves? What are you talking about? No, this didn't happen to me. Who is in charge here?
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah, I just think
that is. I think that's a really fun one, to be honest.
What is our next goal? What are we doing next?
Oh,
are we doing are we doing Ozamar? Or are we doing Urn of Sacred Ashes next?
Fuck, I think it's. Let me look.
I'm also looking.
Talia Inna Mana.
Haven.
Next is Haven, which is the Urn of Sacred Ashes. Yeah.
Cool. That's really cool. I'm looking forward to that. I will say I accidentally walked into Haven before I realized.
Oh, sure.
I was looking for Sten's sword. I don't know where that is. The game doesn't do a great job of telling you where certain things are. So because I spoke to Sten and now he won't tell me where the sword is. And the quest log also doesn't have where the sword is.
Yeah.
So I was like, is it? I mean, I don't remember Haven. Maybe it's in Haven. And I walked in and they were like, oh, you're looking for the Urn of Sacred Ashes, are you? And I was like, nope. And then I turned around and I walked away.
Yep. That is next. Haven is next. And then it's Haven. And then when you finish Haven, you can close the Redcliffe storyline.
Okay. So that's what we're doing. We're doing Haven and then we're ending Redcliffe.
We're finally bringing the Arl. Or not. It kind of depends on how Haven goes. But whatever that is, you could go and close out the Redcliffe storyline.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited. Yeah. It is crazy to be how we're almost finished this game.
I know. I'm like getting upset about it, actually. I'm a little upset.
I'm really, really loving this game. I cannot be more excited for Dragon Age 2.
I'm actually getting feral about it.
Yeah, it's the only one I know. Like, I haven't touched the game. I don't know how it works, how it plays. I know that it is the opening for a lot of people's favorite characters.
Yes.
In it.
Yes. That's true.
I'm really stoked for it. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's gonna be amazing. Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be so good. Okay. Yep. So Haven next.
Finishing off Redcliffe.
And then we fucking go to Orzammar, and we're gonna need to hold each other through that.
I am fucking not looking forward to it.
I'm dreading it. Yeah. But it's gonna be good. All right. So we'll be back next week. If you haven't yet, join the Discord or
please do
use the hashtag Dorkspawn to talk to us about this game if you're playing alongside us. And we will see you next week. Please never forget, in war victory, in peace, vigilance.
Vigilance.
There we go.
And...